world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Start of another work week.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for whatever reason, I see a lot of New York Giants fans saying they want to boycott the NFL now. I mean, yesterday they didn't want to be a part of the boycott, but for some reason this morning, a bunch of New York Giants fans want to be a part of the boycott. I wonder why that is.
Well, bigger than football, let's continue to pray for our family out in Miami.
Yes.
Everybody affected by the hurricane.
Absolutely.
Irma.
Right.
You know, they're saying it's it was a Category 4 to a 3. Now they're saying it's a Category 1. It's going to hit up to Georgia. So we'll continue to pray, and hopefully everybody makes it out. They said over 4 million people still with no power.
Yeah, in between Miami, Puerto Rico, Cuba, everywhere. St.
Yeah,
Martin,
and it's
Barbuda.
And it's the 16th year anniversary of 9/11 as well.
Yeah.
And guess what else happened? Guess what else is a fact, since we're talking about facts this morning? The Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants last night 19-3. Okay, since we all want to spit facts this morning. Let's keep it all factual. Let's deal with reality.
Bigger than that, I hope people didn't lose that much with Hurricane Irma, especially in Miami.
Yeah, I hope
I've seen a
hope
lot
y'all
of
didn't
flooding.
Lose like the Giants lost last night. Okay? Yeah, keep setting yourself up. Go.
But just devastating.
Devastating.
Yeah, I know that's how Giants fans feel this morning.
The game
I
last
totally
night.
Understand.
Nah. Well, shout out to everybody in Dallas. I was out in Dallas over the weekend. I had to do a couple of shows. And, you know, it was. I had a great time in Dallas. And I flew over to Memphis. Shout out to everybody in Memphis. They had the classic. And it was jam-packed. Shout out to everybody. And then, you know, I continue just to
so
pray
for
my
family.
So you came
back and watched the game last night.
I don't want to talk about that game.
Right.
There's
but,
bigger things going on in the world.
I didn't want to boycott the NFL. You wasn't standing with Colin yesterday. Now you want to boycott, huh?
Did you watch the game?
I never said I was boycotting.
I didn't say I was boycotting.
Oh, okay.
All right. But yes, we are going to talk about Hurricane Irma in front page news and just basically tell you just the aftermath of everything that's been going on. And yes, it's supposed to be headed to Georgia next.
All right. Georgia tonight, they're saying. But they're saying it's going to turn to a tropical storm. So
I said they have school canceled until Wednesday or something
in
like
Georgia?
That.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
But it is supposed to be downgraded to like a different type of storm.
Yeah, one. All right, well, we got front page news. We'll give you updates. And Fergie will be joining us.
I'm so mad I missed that one, man.
Oh, you'd have loved Fergie.
I like Fergie, even though she's got one album and hasn't had an album out in 11 years. But
well,
still.
She has one coming out now. So
yeah, it's her second album. It's her second album in 11 years.
Now, that's what she's here for.
Give Charlamagne a round of applause, because there was two bets that I lost this weekend. I lost the Dallas Cowboys bet, and shout the Bay out in Dallas. I made him a bet that I shouldn't have made.
What was that?
I said, if the Cowboys win, I have to run around the station in my boxer shorts, my Cowboys boxer shorts. So he's going to send me some Cowboys boxer shorts, and I got to run around the station. That's the bet I should
have made. Do you have to do it while there's people here?
I'm going to do it like 5:30 in the morning. Whoever sees me, sees me. And the second bet I made, I didn't think Charlamagne was going to make it to Canada. I said, there's no way in hell.
Why wouldn't I make it to Canada?
He's going to make it to Canada.
They didn't give us no problems in Canada.
Wow.
Zero, zilch, nada.
Both bets.
No holdups whatsoever.
Drop one,
clues,
right,
drop one of Clues Bombs from Toronto. It was all love. What's up, Charlamagne? Nice to meet you. Like, it was love in Canada.
Wow.
No problems whatsoever getting to the airport in Canada.
Wax, too?
Both of us.
Wow.
They knew
and
Wax,
Evan
too.
Evan can't even get in Canada.
No, I'm good in Canada. I'm great in Canada.
I was wondering, where's the big barrier? Because I never had been to Canada before. Where's the big barrier they keep talking about that's going to keep us out?
Really?
No problems.
Front page news. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the Bills beat the Jets yesterday 21-12. Falcons beat the Bears 23-17. Ravens beat the Bengals 20-0. Steelers beat the Browns 21-18. Lions beat the Cardinals 35-23. The Jaguars beat the Texans 29-7. The Raiders beat the Titans 26-16. Eagles beat the Redskins 30-17. Rams beat the Colts 46-9. The Packers beat the Seahawks 17-9. Panthers beat the 49ers 23-13. Cowboys beat the Giants 19-3.
The Cowboys beat the Giants 19-3. Drop one of Clues Bomb. times for my Dallas Cowboys, damn it. Okay? Just want to throw that out there. First game of the season, we humbled up.
Let's talk about something more important. Now, let's talk about these hurricanes, G.
Yes, Hurricane Irma hit Florida over the weekend. More than 3 million customers across Florida don't have power as of last night. And now, right now, that storm is headed to Tampa, the Tampa-St. Petersburg area, in a much weakened state. It came to Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. It is now down to a Category 1 with winds of 85 miles per hour. In the meantime, more than 160,000 people are in shelters statewide in Florida. There's no immediate reports of death in Florida, but they are saying that in the Caribbean, at least 24 people were killed.
Wow.
And in one of the largest evacuations, nearly 7 million people in the southeast are warned to seek shelter elsewhere. Right now, Irma is expected to push into Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and beyond as well. There's a tropical storm warning issued for the first time ever in Atlanta. Many schools have canceled classes because of the storm.
Damn. Salute to all my people in Anguilla, too, man. Salute to everybody in Miami, Florida area.
Absolutely. Tampa, St. Martin as well. Now, what else are we talking about on Front Page News, G?
Also, we are talking about today is the day that the United States, they are voting on sanctions against North Korea. So today's the day. Now, according to North Korea, they're saying the U.S. will pay a due price if there are harsh sanctions against North Korea that agreed upon at a U.N. Security Council meeting today. So the United States wants to propose some sanctions, which would be a full ban on oil exports to North Korea, a full ban on purchasing North Korean textiles, and a full ban on the country's laborers generating earnings overseas. But they're promising something bad will happen here. Also, today is 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to honor 9/11 victims, there's today's also Public Service Day. So basically, it's a national day of service and remembrance. They did that about, I think, a few years ago. They turned 9/11 into a day of remembrance and a day of just doing any type of community service. So there's organizations across the country that have volunteer opportunities for you. A lot of that right now relates to the hurricane, so you can volunteer to help some ongoing projects. And you can go to volunteermatch.org if you want to look for what's going on locally, if you want to volunteer to do anything. The Feel Good Foundation also has support for 9/11 responders who are now dealing with health issues. They have the Families of Freedom Scholarship Fund. That's financial aid to kids of 9/11 victims. They also have a Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They do 5K runs nationwide to raise money for veterans and first responders.
And speaking of the hurricane, I'm assuming that Miami is able to withstand a hurricane more than Houston. They're more equipped for a hurricane than Houston is, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
They still don't want anybody to go out today. They said please stay inside. They want to evaluate what's going on, and they need to move around the city, so they're asking people to stay inside, all right? And
I was looking at some of the footage that people were posting online from Miami.
Yeah, and that looting-ish is whack, man.
Yeah, that was in Fort Lauderdale. They actually arrested 9 people for looting.
That is whack.
Sneaker store.
Looting from the sneaker store is stupid, but you know, when you see people sometimes looting for survival when they're running up in grocery stores or drug stores, that's different.
Right, but not
looting
sneaker
for sneakers
stores,
is stupid.
J's.
Like, come on, that's dumb.
And now 9 people are arrested for it. How embarrassing, you're looting to steal a pair of sneakers.
And I'm going to tell you what else is even more stupid. Looting and recording it, okay? I don't know who was recording that for y'all.
The news cameras. All right, well, that's Front Page News. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Call us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, 800-585-1051. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is D the Dog from Harlem again, man.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Listen, man, I called y'all guys to talk to you guys about my wife. You know, I was out here doing what I was doing, but she turned it all on me, man. Went out here and started messing with some dude. I stepped to him. You know, now she ain't coming home.
Congratulations to her, sir.
Yeah, congratulations to her, but that's dead wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. You know?
Well, you know what? When you make that wrong, the chances that you take in doing that, the repercussions might be that she leaves you.
Yeah, definitely. But like I said, two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, how is that wrong if she left you because she doesn't want to be with you anymore?
That's not what he said. He said she cheated on him.
We're going to work this out. You know what I'm saying? We both could have went to counseling and did something. You know what I'm saying? You just don't go out there and just get a pull up like it wasn't nothing.
Well, you can't, but you you got to feel the same way about your pee-pee, sir.
He thinks it's a rap song. Hello, who's this?
It's DJ Mitchell, man. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Mitchell? Get it off your chest.
Only type of situation I want to get off on my chest, man, is about the 9/11 thing, man. My heart goes out to, you know, all the ones that actually lost their lives and everything, but there's a lot of assumptions and a lot of videos, you know what I'm saying, that have been put out there to actually say that, you know, 9/11 was playing. Like, there's bombs going off on the building, and there was a simulation that was made for the fighter jet that was bolted down.
Oh, my God. Listen, man. Nobody wants to hear conspiracy theories at a time like this. The moral of the story is people are dead.
A lot of people lost their lives, a lot of families still grieving.
So nobody wants to hear conspiracy theories at a time like this. Are those conspiracy theories going to bring back my loved one, sir?
No.
Come on.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Mel.
Hey, get it off your chest.
Hi, so I'm not sure if you guys heard about what was happening in Chicago with this teen who was found dead over the weekend, but that stuff really messed me up this whole weekend. I didn't even get any sleep.
What happened? That's not unusual for a teen to be found dead in Chicago, so what makes this situation unusual?
Well, apparently her friends set her up to get raped. And then she ended up getting killed and stuff in the freezer. And so the mom
went
to the hotel.
Yeah.
Really tragic.
Very sad. Very tragic.
Yeah, so sad. Yeah. And I'm like really shaking because it's like those are the people who have to get back and and they ended up doing that kind of stuff to you.
So she was only 19 years old.
What was her name?
Kanika Jenkins.
Damn.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to her.
Rest in peace to her. Sorry, mama.
They actually have video footage from the hotel that shows her she was drunk at the front desk.
Damn, so sorry. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, my name is Ali from Seattle.
Ali, get it off your chest, bro.
Man, you know what I'm tired about, man? Hey, man, shout out to Charlamagne, man, bringing and exposing all these, man, Uncle Ruckus, man. Man, all, man, that guy Jason Whitlock, man, that Ray Lewis. Man, you know, this is I'm just tired, man, living in America, man, as an African youth, man, and seeing all this discriminatory stuff.
Well, that's why you got to call it out whenever you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're nothing like Jason Whitlock and Ray Lewis.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Denise from Houston.
What's up, Mama? Get it off your chest.
Well, I just want to say that I am so blessed. We lost our home. I lost my car in Harvey. And we were on the first floor apartment, but we are so blessed to be alive. We are so blessed to have so much family and friends around us to help us and take care of us and who love us. And I'm so grateful to everyone around the United States that has come to help all of us out here, because it was truly a devastation. But I'm just so grateful to God for everything.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you, Mama. Thank
That's
you for
a blessing
calling.
That there. She's alive. Her family's alive.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. What's good? This is T-U-M, the Unidentified
Tum.
Mexican from H-Town.
Unidentified Mexican?
Yes. Not Tum, T-U-M, the Unidentified Mexican. Not trying to be rude, but yeah, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
But I'm up right now in the middle of having to deal with the reality of what it's like to get hit with a hurricane in a city like Houston, right? So check this out. I got to move out of my house because my landlord feels it, just because I got a 5-bedroom and I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to, I don't got to stay in my spot. I got to move somewhere else. The apartment that I was supposed to move into is flooded. So then now I'm stuck having to be in limbo about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just one, I'm one of the examples of, like, many people having to go through a bunch of stuff, you know, just because of a, major disaster or whatever,
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so.
T-U-M, thank you so much for calling up and checking in with us.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Aisha.
Hey, get it off your chest.
Hey, I just want to say that I'm blessed. I have my girlfriend and my kid, and she loves me, because I love him. And I'm just happy as
Okay. Enough said. Enough
said. Hey, Izzy. Hey, Angela Yee.
Hey, boo.
Good morning.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Have a good one. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about Jordan Peele and Spike Lee. We'll tell you what they're teaming up on. Also, Bun B has a massive celebrity telethon, and we'll tell you who just donated $5 million.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Welcome back to the work week.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Well, now let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Jordan Peele, Spike Lee. They're joining forces. Or forces.
Voices? What are voices?
Voices.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Spike Lee and Jordan Peele are working together. It's a new movie called Black Klansman, and it's about a black police officer who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan, which, by the way, is a true story of Ron Stallworth, who was a black detective in Colorado Springs in 1978. He answered an ad in a local newspaper seeking new Klan members and not only got membership, but rose through the ranks to become the head of the local chapter. So he
did he look black? They knew he was black?
He has a black
person? Was pretending to be a white supremacist over the phone and other forms of correspondence, and he would send a white fellow officer in his place for anything in person.
I wonder if that's where Dave Chappelle got the idea for the blind black Klansman.
Well, he did his undercover work, and that's how he sabotaged several cross burnings and other activities of the Ku Klux Klan. So we don't know when this movie will be released, but they are already talking to John David Washington. You know him from Ballers, and he's also Denzel Washington's son, to actually be involved as well.
Sold! I'm here for that. That sounds very intriguing.
Now let's discuss Bun B and Scooter Braun's hand-in-hand, a benefit for hurricane relief. That is the huge celebrity telethon that they're doing to support hurricane victims. That's going to air on September 12th. All of the major networks, no commercials. Also broadcasted live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, involving stars like Beyonce, Drake, Justin Bieber, Tim McGraw, Richard Gere, Jamie Foxx, Diddy, Ellen DeGeneres, Robert De Niro, just a few of the celebrities who will be raising money during this live telethon. Well, Apple has just donated $5 million.
Wow, that's dope.
And they're also accepting donations for that fundraiser directly through the App Store and iTunes. Every penny of that donation will be going towards the hurricane relief effort.
I'm here for that, man. I miss telethons and radiothons and stuff like that. Like, they used to see those all the time back in the day.
And shout out to Bun B, man. I told you last week about Bun B got an 18-wheeler for us. He got an 18-wheeler for The Breakfast Club, and I guess we're gonna try to set it up either this week or next week. And it's empty, and he just wants everybody to load up whatever you have, whether it's clothes, whether it's water, whatever it is. I get all the details today. I got to meet with the town to make sure the town allows us to have the 18-wheeler in Jersey.
And yeah, over the weekend, I actually was getting together a whole bunch of stuff that I plan to donate. So
we got to do that next Sunday. So if you guys are free, I want to go out there and meet the people as they drop off supplies.
I told Trey I was going to pull up on him in Houston. We definitely need to do that.
Yeah, we're planning that trip to Houston. All right. And in addition to that, we already told you about this. Kevin Hart, he actually raised over $1 million for that relief effort. Hurricane Harvey Relief Challenge is what he did. Remember, he started asking his celebrity friends, just challenging them to donate $25,000 each. Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin Hart made it out to Houston because a lot of people were criticizing donating to the Red Cross. And here's what he said.
We don't just talk, we put our words to action. Me and my man CP, we're out here, man. We're in it with the people, handing out food, water, all needed materials, making sure that the money that was raised is actually being given to the people. With the Red Cross, handing out food as well.
He still can't micromanage every dollar and make sure the Red Cross is giving it to the people. But, you know, I applaud him for going out there.
Now, Beyonce also was in Houston, and she was with Trey the Truth, and they were working together and basically just making sure that they were feeding the families out there. Beyonce grew up in Houston, as you all know. She's also participating, like I said earlier, in that relief telethon later this week. Now, here is what Trey the Truth had to say when he showed that B was out there with him.
You know, it's Hurricane Harvey. It's time to get to those in need. I got the homie with me today.
Hey.
Ace Time, where we at right now?
Representing that Trey.
Let's get it. You see what it is.
Salute to Trey. Salute to Beyonce.
That's big.
Yeah, Trey's been out there every single day as soon as the hurricane hit, working really hard now. Beyonce also spoke to a crowd of evacuees that were gathered at Houston's St. John's Church. Here's what she said.
This today is a celebration of survival.
Yeah.
Y'all are my family. Houston is my home.
And I want to say, too, man, that radio station in Houston that has Trey Band, It's extremely petty to still be upholding a ban on Trader Truth at a time like this.
When
like
you see all the great things that he's doing.
He's doing so much for the city.
This time of tragedy.
Yeah, if you're not acknowledging Trey and what he's doing right now, then you're keeping people from getting help, period. Like, yeah, you've been ignoring Trey's efforts thus far, but when Beyonce shows up, you want to post that she was there but still not acknowledge Trey. And that's just whack, because if you're not acknowledging what Trey is doing, you're keeping people from getting food, you're keeping people from getting supplies, you're keeping them from getting resources. Like, you're just not going to tell them where Trey is at? Like, that don't even make any sense.
No, you're right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest
this
in the building today.
This is exciting. Fergie's here.
Fergie!
What's up? It's your girl, Fergie. She already came in and slapped Envy as soon as she walked in.
She did not slap me.
Woo! Oh, no. We're starting beef.
Oh, man.
This is what's happening right now. I'm going to come over there.
Oh, yes.
Just watch yourself.
Oh,
I got
my
knuckle rings on. Fash.
Now, because of Fergie, I had to explain to my daughter what a MILF is.
She didn't know already?
No, she didn't know.
Your wife's a MILF?
Mom, I like to, you know what?
No, that's not even it.
What is it?
Well, the thing is, like, every mom, like, it's a compliment.
Right.
Then people be like, girl, you look like a MILF right now. Mm-hmm. And just MILFing around. So it was like, you know what? Okay, can we just make it just not as... You know, with the F word. So I thought about, you know, social networking.
Right.
Mom, I'd like to follow.
Or mom, I'd like a friend.
Yeah,
I wish you'd have told me that before I told my daughter the truth.
No, I did a whole video.
She was singing it, and I was like, she was like, Dad, what is a MILF? I said,
No, it's a mom I'd like to follow. That's why I did the whole thing.
I didn't say that. I said, it's a mom I'd like to
follow, and then.
And then, right.
He said it. Yeah. But yeah, so I was trying to, you know, do that. And of course, I had to do a video that was completely wrong on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sometimes things are so wrong, they're right. You know, it's just you got to do it.
Absolutely.
And I had to take a MILF bath and put Kim Kardashian in a MILF shower. I just had to do that.
But we have so much to talk, because this is Fergie's first time up here.
It is?
Yes. I'm honored to be at the Breakfast Club. You have no idea.
I saw the trailer that you put out, right?
Yeah.
Right. And people were really mad at you. Like, where is this album?
I know.
But that's flattering also.
You know, it's weird because... It took me back to when I first joined the P's, and it was like, okay, I'd been in a girl group for a while, Wild Orchid, and it's like our songs were like, you know, it was kind of gospel tinge, our first ballad called The Night I Prayed, and it was too urban for pop radio, and we were too Caucasian for urban radio.
Right.
So it was like this hard thing, and it was like, okay, so we're just... the Spice Girls came out, and they started making us do these, you know, cookie-cutter things and trying to make us... And it was just like... It felt wrong.
Corny, a little bit of corny.
Yeah, a little lot of corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
authentic.
We sent these songs. It just felt, in my bones. So anyways, I just rebelled and then went through like a whole, I guess everybody calls it the dark period. I just started partying and getting into like, and I find these creative people at, you know, at night because I wasn't being able to creatively express. So I went through this whole... life change, and coming out of that and overcoming it, which was the hardest thing I've ever done, realized that I needed to not... I was being loyal to my girls and staying in the group, but I really didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
Because we were being forced, and it just wasn't working.
Where
so I had to...
Where are you originally from?
L.A.
yes.
Proper.
When you went into the industry,
so,
did that mess you up?
You got... Like, let me finish.
So
to get to this point, I'm going to get to the point, I swear, it's coming.
We're here for
you. I mean, baby. I got you. I know you're Brad. You spoil. You're used to getting your way. So then out of Wild Orchid, I'm working on my solo package, and I was like, met up with Will.i.am. I was like, if I could just work with the P's, because I was a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I used to buy tickets to their shows, because they were like hip-hop of abstract with a live band, and I kind of related with all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm a misfit myself.
I don't fit into one. Genre.
Yeah, it's hard
mm-hmm.
to... Yeah, so... I really liked them. Would hang out in the studio, waiting like till 4 a.m. Like, Will, can I please get a, you know? He started putting me on songs and background singing. And then, you know, it came to the point where it was like, you know, maybe we should join forces and be a part of a group. It wasn't my solo record yet, but it was like, oh my gosh, I get to be in the hip hop culture, lifestyle. I get to tour around with this live band. So getting that experience just made me a better artist all around. And, you know, gave me the confidence to, you know, do a song like My Humps, which then led me mm-hmm. able to do London Bridge. You know, all those raps that I would do, you know, in my privacy and was too embarrassed to ever do in public, they gave me the confidence to do that. But getting back to the story, when I first joined the Black Eyed Peas, it was like I was so excited. It was like this whole epiphany. And it was like, boom, Where's the Love hit? And it was like, who is this terrible person that is joining the Black Eyed Peas? She's ruining it. She's awful.
Did they really say that?
People say.
You know what? I remember that because that's a difficult thing when there's a group that's established and then someone comes in and they're like, it's a white girl. You know,
absolutely.
Joining a group that's like a hip-hop urban group that is going to draw some criticism.
And it was like she's masterminding their pop crossover, ruining the... You know, whole thing, you know, because it was very obscure. And when things are obscure and they're cool, you want to, like, have it as your thing. You know, and I ruined that, apparently. And so it was cool. I was like, I had to just take all this. And so
imagine if they had social media back then.
Oh, my gosh.
It would have been a disaster.
I would have just, the tears. It's just like, so the tears were in private, but then I just had to go out. I'm a fighter. Like, I feel like, I've always felt like the underdog, you know, wild dog all my life. It's like I always had to fight for everything, and now with this coming back out, even like, Fergie hasn't been around in a while, is she relevant? And it's like, I was like, okay, let me be relevant, let me put out MILF money and just like mess everything up. And and some people hated it, had problems with it, like, I don't know how to feel about this. Some people love it. It's and I, at the concert, it's amazing because people are jumping. So
see, I thought you were gearing up to put out an album back then.
I've been working so hard. This album has been like blood, sweat, and tears for me. And it's just, it's taken so long, and I know it, but it's like, I'm a mommy now, so I can't stay out in the studio till 5 a.m. every night. I have to sleep. I have to work out. I gotta, like, do our family schedule, but I'm also, I don't want to put out stuff that I think is crap.
Whack music, right?
I don't, you know, and I try, you know, you go in the studio and you try some things. You know, it's like, I needed time to find my role or my vibe, and so that took some time, and then shooting a video here and there, and that takes time, and I'm editing, and I'm executive producing this album, so it's more responsibility that I've ever taken on in my life. It's the biggest undertaking I've ever done.
Who did you listen to growing up as rapper? Because you rap pretty good.
Okay, Roxanne, Shantae, let's go.
Really?
JJ Fat, MC Light, what are you talking about? Queen Latifah, Moni in the Middle. You know, just all of the female MCs. For me, it was like, it was fun. You know, and I talk fast. Sometimes I have to slow down.
Couldn't even name.
Absolutely. And then Missy Elliott, you know what I mean? That whole era. And it's just like, you know, these are the things, these are the girls that I grew up like, Salt and Pepper, you know, of course, emulating, you know, and you know, Lil' Kim, of course. You know, it's just, I grew up liking it. Just like a lot of girls grow up today liking rap music. I was just, you know, I was in the era where hip-hop was born in New York.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then it came over to L.A. with all the gangster rap. And I was, of course, obsessed with N.W.A.
You had a
mad crush on...
a lot of black boyfriends.
Mad crush.
Which one?
No, my crush was on Eazy-E with that voice.
Well, thank goodness nothing ever
happened. We want Eazy. And it was like, yeah.
Shut up, ye.
What'd you say?
You had a lot of black boyfriends, I can see.
I don't have a time. I've had a lot of different ethnicity boyfriends.
All right, we got more with Fergie when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We still have Fergie in the building. Do you write your own raps?
Most of it, yeah. A lot of it, yeah. No, I'm not one of those artists who's like, I must write everything. So, you know, if somebody writes something and I'm like, you know what, I feel like I wrote that, it honestly feels like I can say that or sing that, then yes, I don't have a problem with that. You know, it just has to feel organic.
Gotcha.
So what was going on behind the scenes that it did take so long, 10, 11 years for this album, Double Dutchess,
to
come out?
Well, midway through, BMG came to me with this, you know, an offer I can't refuse, you know, to have my own label, Dutchess Music. And so I was, that takes, you know, boss moves take time. And that was doing the business for that. In the middle of it, you know, I decided, oh, let me shoot a video here. We're going to be in Paris. I'm going to shoot one in Paris. Oh, let me shoot a video in London. So I'm getting back edits, doing all that while still recording music in the studio and releasing songs. And every time I wanted the album to come out, but it just wasn't ready.
And then you had a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a project that really turned out well. Yeah, Axel Jack. Yeah, he stays platinum. It's forever. And yeah, making sure that I have a balanced life so that I don't go crazy. And then halfway through, people are just mad at me because I thought it was going to come out and then it wasn't ready. I was told it was ready. It's just like a whole thing. And so then I was like, if people are just hating me now, why don't I make it worth the wait and do a video for every song?
Right.
So Careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. But I did it, and I just turned everything in, let it go out of my body yesterday to Apple, to iTunes, all that stuff, so I could get ingest into the system, and it's coming
so
out.
So there's visuals for every single song.
Yes.
And those visuals will come out at the same time.
922, not 911, 922. Mm-hmm. And Double Duchess comes out. Double Duchess, Seeing Double, the visual experience. If you get the deluxe package for just $2 more, you get the whole movie.
Now, you have Rick Ross on the album. We heard that song.
Rick Ross. That was a dream of mine, actually. Like, I don't know. I just felt like it would be.
I feel like, and did you reach out to him personally?
No. I can't imagine. He sent it to me as a surprise.
Really?
So who sent it to him?
A surprise. I believe it was, I think it was Joey.
Oh,
over
yeah,
at when I was at Interscope, I think he emailed me like, oh, Ross, for you. And I was like, on what? Like, what are you talking about? And it was sent to me, and I was like, wow, there is a God. Like, you can really manifest things. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And he coined me the name Ferrari Fergie.
Ferrari Fergie.
Yes, mm-hmm. as if this world needs another nickname for me. I apologize, but, you know, when Rosé gives it to you, you have to take it. But yes, so that's like a boss song, and then you're going on to like Nicki Minaj, who represents girl boss all the way.
Absolutely.
So hashtag girl boss.
Right.
And so it's us just being really her, being really her, and me being really me, mm-hmm. which is great. It's
but
like
not
two of us
each other.
Not pitted against each other. No, there's no what's good. You know, there's none of that.
Good,
no, we're cool. We're like minded individuals. She's very detailed. So am I. We're thinkers, and. Yeah, it was just...
He had to go back and change some lyrics in that, right? Because it had leaked out early about Meek Mill.
Yes, yes.
And he actually had to go back in.
Yes.
Wow, okay, Yee.
Yes,
you
yes.
don't remember when the song leaked?
No, Yee knows everything. So she had to change lyrics. I guess
this is allegedly, I don't know. You know,
good job,
I don't know what
you're
talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know nothing.
Yes.
You don't speak English.
It wasn't like she was dissing him. It's because they were dating at the time.
Yeah, I would think so.
Ferrari says she doesn't know.
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
I don't know. You have
version.
To ask. However, Nicki, so yeah, it was very cool because Will.i.am actually produced that track, and it was, you know, it's throwback, obviously, to DJ, It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then also to, like, James Brown singer Lynn Collins, mm-hmm. the song Think. So it's, I love a good throwback. I love just... Right. Getting edumacate the youngins.
Yep.
But you know what's good? I was going to say about
Will.i.am. What's good?
What's good, Fergie? What's good about Will.i.am producing that is actually the fact that people keep saying, oh, she left the Black Eyed Peas. They broke
right.
up. She went
Always.
Solo. She's not with them. They're doing stuff without her. But that just shows you that's not true.
No. It's so weird how that rumor comes up all the time. I find it hilarious. But never left the Peas, never broke up. It's just that, you know, you can't do everything at the same time. It's like my stuff was taking forever, and I would love to have, you know, a Black Eyed Peas album mm-hmm. and do that tour at the same exact time. But it's just not possible for me as a human right now. So later on, I love those guys. Those guys are my family. We've been through so many experiences that nobody has been through ever. And, you know, that's how it is. They're doing their project, Masters of the Sun.
Right.
We support each other, and... You know, I'll meet him on the other side.
Now you got to tell us YG. How'd you get YG on the album?
YG!
I mean, she's from L.A.
Hey, that's L.A. all the way.
How'd you get YG on the album?
Because first of all, I was like, I need to get in the studio with DJ Mustard. Because Mustard on the beat was everywhere. And I was just like, this is messed up that, like, I got to get on this L.A. This is so crazy. And so I was like, get me in the studio with Mustard. We got to do something. So we got in there and we were just vibing. We were just listening to tracks, and I listened to that one, and I love the, and it was just that like, and that's how it started. And I just got on the mic and was just like, tell them where I'm from. It was just like thinking about this LA thing, and it just felt so kind of grimy to me. But it also then had that kind of island feel, which I like, because I was like, ooh, this will soften it up and just, you know. Give it that little vibe on it. He was having his moment in L.A. It was just like, let's do a power trio. And then we
Absolutely.
Got the L.A. Love Bus. We came to the American Music Awards. I was like, you guys are coming. I got two dates. We're going to the red carpet. We're busting through the red carpet of American Music Awards. We're doing all the interviews together, and it was fun.
Why'd you
fun, by the way?
He is. Does Fergie go to the strip club? Have you ever been to the strip club? Yo, I love Fergie. She looked at me like, yes, motherfucker. I've been to the strip club. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, have you ever been to the strip club in, like, Denmark or, like, Yugoslavia?
No.
Like, what? Oh.
Damn,
no, just like, just checking. Oh, just checking.
It seems like, okay, you know.
Yeah. There are red light districts everywhere, too.
Okay.
I was on tour with a band. My gosh, I've not been in a while, but maybe with the tour, who knows, I might get pulled out. It's okay for mommies to go out once in a while.
Yeah,
not every night, because that would be crazy. But yeah,
you
know what? I might have to go, you know, brush up my moves.
And so tell us about the tour.
Just for educational purposes.
Okay,
right?
Educational
tell
purposes.
Tell us about the tour.
And to promote the song, right?
There you go.
I won't get in trouble.
No.
I
promise.
So tell us about the tour, because you mentioned you're going on tour.
Yes. Starting off Rock in Rio, September 16th. Yes, I'm remembering all these dates. I don't know. Doesn't all fit in there.
So how are you going to do American Idol with all that?
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. No, I know they had to talk to you.
Oh.
To be a judge. She said, what are you talking
again,
about?
Again, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Fergie is a drug dealer's dream girlfriend. She get caught with drugs. She'd be like, how much drugs do you have? I don't know what you're
I
talking
don't
about.
Know. See, the blonde
Let's go to the strip club.
You can make the blonde hair work for you, but, you know, I do have that dark side underneath. You see what I'm saying? Trying to, I don't know.
All right, we got more with Fergie when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now we're talking to Fergie. Now, what was some of the hardest things you had to open up on this album?
Love is Pain is a really, it's like a kind of a rock, 80s rock ballad. I know that sounds weird. I don't know if, but I feel like you'll like it, even though it doesn't sound like you'll like it right now, but I think you might.
I love 80s rock ballads.
I don't know. Yeah. I think you might like it. It's called Love is Pain. And I know Ja Rule said that back in the day. Pain is love, love. But I know, I'm not ripping. It's different, quite a different song. Ja Rule, not Ja Rule, Ja Rule. Yes, like, do you know what it feels to be me? Wish you could feel it. You would never survive this burning. You know, it's just very, it's very much that, and it's just right here. You know, it's right there, and there's other songs. It's about torturing yourself with a relationship that you keep going back to, and it's just that fight and that, something you can't leave or get away from.
What got you out of that relationship? Because it seems like there was a relationship you had to get out of. What finally got you out?
I'm not going to say, what?
What got you out of the relationship?
I don't know.
She said, I'm not out of it.
No, a lot of these songs are based on, like, a few different relationships.
Right.
Because once you go into a feeling, then you go, oh my gosh, I had this with this relationship, right, and this relationship, and these relationships are not unnecessarily romantic, by the way.
Right.
They're all different relationships.
Gotcha.
And so these songs are about different things, but I don't care to say who each of the few are in the thing. I made that decision a while back because it's a little too crazy, but there's ones about, like, Save It Till Morning is about, you know, people getting in fights and really going over the top and not knowing when to stop and hit their peak level and then start insulting each other and saying low blows and stuff.
We just talked about that.
Yeah.
People in arguments going too far and saying things that they can't take back.
Right.
That are just
crazy. And a lot of times alcohol is involved and people say things and then they want to apologize later and say something to end up apologizing.
What's the worst thing you ever said in an argument?
It sounds like you said something crazy before.
What?
So they say women talk crazier in arguments
it's just,
than men.
Yeah,
they say worse stuff than men say.
You know, at a certain point, I had to learn. I went to therapy for it, actually. When you see it's getting, like, to a certain level, it's like, take a breath. It's not even worth
Absolutely.
It. Because you say things to the ones you love the most that hurt the most. They're just the most mean things. So this song is about, like, save it till morning. It's like, you know what
that's
I mean?
A dope
it's
sleep
yeah.
On it.
No, that's
yeah,
a dope
sleep
concept.
On it. Exactly.
So when you calm down, you're like, damn.
Because you'll always remember those things. It's like the lyrics, like, wanna hide away in a quiet place and wait all your storm on the words again. Build a wall and put my armor on. Escape the bullet rain. You know, it's like...
I like this listening session that we're getting
right
here.
Right, no, I know. I didn't know I was going to get all ballad in Breakfast Club. This is like backwards.
This never happened before.
No.
That's good.
I don't know. You asked about it, so I'll give you. You know, I'm just like open book for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Is there a Fergie book?
My journals.
Would you ever like...
Release them?
Dude, I can't even get my damn album out on time without everybody being pissed off at me. What are you like? Now you're like, well, where's the book?
Now, where's the book?
Yeah, what else you got? What else are you doing?
But you know what? It's ambitious. You put out visuals for every single song.
Yeah. The book is called I Just Did 3 Snapchats This Morning. And
here it is.
They are funny. And also my journals are the book. And they come out in my music. So I write, you know, and I write weird. Sometimes it's real cursive, real... just messy if I have a feeling that I want to get out. Or sometimes I'm really linear about it and I do like a specific font and I make a drawing and that's how it expands. But it's always different and that page has always been there for me. Always. You know, I'm a pen and a pad. I'm old school like that. And that's always where I can have those ideas expand. And then just putting it to melody. It's like, why just have a book if you can put it to song and to melody and then have the visual? So I wanted to give everybody everything, a full meal. And some songs are like desserts. Some songs are like appetizers. Some songs are the meat and potatoes or the pasta. You know, it's a whole dining experience, you know, going through this. So the first song, Hungry, is kind of leads that off.
Can we hear you rap before you leave? A little something.
Sure. What would you like me to rap?
Anything you want.
Original?
Some Roxanne Shanté.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm kidding.
No.
You know what? You know, there's one that I love that is, but I'm not going to say the... The N word. I'll just say player. But it's one that I used to do, and it's too short. Don't fight the feeling.
Okay.
And I always do this in the mirror. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like hear myself. If I flub a word, don't get mad at me.
Work with us.
Yeah. Like a please. You provoke no feelings. You have to forget the girls of whom you're dealing. You have the urge to get busy like those Dizzy Lizzies who used to dance for you. You're through. I can't put it more blunt. Your vocab is restricted. You're addicted to the words you inflicted time after time, line after line. Talking about the bitches that be on your mind. Do they call you short because your height or your width? Diss me, boy. I hang your from a cliff. Wrapped around the slinky or dinky, it's an easy task. To the corner because the curb didn't wash your ash. The name is Yuck Mouth. You don't brush, gotta cover your face like this. They call you Yuck Mouth. You refuse to brush, no sweetheart. You can keep that kiss. You're a freak with no tail. You have no ass class. You can't try. You simply trash. You are typical. The time you don't take home. This is a tight end Barbie from the ganking zone. Like a short dog that carries fleas. You make an ass twitch. Itch. Don't you wish you could scratch it? And grab it like you want it. The name fits because you're all up on it. On it. On it. Fight the feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, she want to dedicate that to DJ Envy.
I messed up some of the words, I know.
Okay.
But that's a funny one. I thought you would find that funny.
You're not mad at
that. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, the album, September 22nd, Double Dutchess, and we appreciate you for joining us. You're a lot of fun.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. It's Fergie. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Hov and Kanye.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to some inside sources, Kanye has reached out to Jay-Z and wants to bury the hatchet. You know, they've been having their issues ever since Kanye called out Jay-Z and Beyonce when he was ranting on stage and he was hospitalized. That was last year. Jay-Z, of course, had his own things to say on Kill Jay-Z. And now, according to sources, Kanye has reached out and they're going to have a face-to-face meeting and try to hash things out. Also work on getting their title situation straight as well.
Kanye seems like one of those people that is pointless to do that with because he's always sorry. Like, he's that guy in the family that's always having outbursts and always saying wild, reckless stuff. So he's always apologizing.
But then he'll mess up. He'll apologize. Then he'll mess up a week later.
Yeah. And eventually you just got to cut him off altogether. So, I mean.
Well, he got cut off.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, they have a long history together. And kind
of. What does that mean when it comes to family and friends?
Hospitalized.
Yeah, cut off.
When people aren't, first of all, when people aren't conducive to your life anymore and they're not growing and evolving with you, you cut them off. What are you talking about?
Well, Jay-Z is free to do as he chooses. If he chooses to remain friends with him.
But I'm talking about in general. I'm not talking about specifically Jay and Kanye. I'm just saying when you have somebody like that, if they keep doing the same behavior. behavior over and over, right, eventually you have to cut them off. And that's what I'm saying.
All right, now here's a movie that I plan to go see this week. It, and that movie made $117 million over the weekend. Now, that was the largest opening for a film debuting in September, and it was the third biggest opening of the year, only behind Beauty and the Beast and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. But it's also the largest opening for a horror movie ever.
Y'all spent money to go see clowns that scare you when you can just
I want to go see it. I read that book when I was young, and I remember being scared to death.
You can just go on Instagram if you want to see clowns that scare you.
Yeah, I ain't going
but
to see
I
that.
Love a good scary
all
movie.
The bunk IGs of the world and all those people, they scare me. They clowns.
Well, I'm definitely going to see it, so I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'll pass on it.
All right, XXXTentacion. Let's talk about him for a little bit because now they have obtained, according to Pitchfork, they have a 142-page transcript of testimony by the reported victim of XXXTentacion. And that woman, he has been charged with aggravated battery of a pregnant woman, domestic battery by strangulation, false imprisonment, and witness tampering. He could, if he gets convicted on all four counts, spend a substantial amount of time in prison. His trial is going to start next month. It's starting October 5th. Now, according to the reported victim, she met him online, went to a movie theater with him, and then attended one of his shows in May of 2016. Now, she ended up leaving her ex-boyfriend's place and started living with XXXTentacion. The first incident of domestic violence, according to her, occurred 2 weeks later. He slapped her and broke her iPhone 6S because she complimented a male friend on his new jewelry. He did later on repair the phone. Then he told her to choose between a barbecue pitchfork and a barbecue cleaner, and he was going to put one of them in her vagina. She chose the fork. He told her to undress, and he
why did she make a choice?
I don't know what was going on. This is her testimony, and there, I don't know. But he started lightly dragging the tool against her inner thigh, and then she passed out. He did not end up penetrating her with that. Then he started acting violently with her very often, and he would threaten to kill her. And she said, when we lived in Orlando, it was literally every single day. Now, she also says, while they were in Orlando, she sang along with a verse to somebody else on one of his songs. And that's when he left her in the car outside the venue. They got into a fight, and then he took her in the bathroom and asked her, why was I singing his friend's part of the song? If I like him, why do I like him? Like, do I ever look at his Twitter? And then he headbutted her, punched her, stomped on her, put her in the bathtub, and started hitting and kicking her, and then threatened to, basically kill her on numerous occasions.
This dude's music must be fire, because I've seen people get put out the paint for less than all that's in that.
Now, this is all just a trans. We don't know what actually happened yet.
That people care about facts nowadays.
He hasn't gone on trial. That starts October 5th. Now, he was arrested on a separate case, and that was for armed home invasion, robbery, and aggravated battery with a firearm. During that time, while he was in jail, she ended up living with one of his friends, and she had sex with another man as well. And when he got out of jail, they moved back in together. And then he told her that he knew that she cheated on him, put a knife to her neck, strangled her a little bit, and called her a hoe, according to her. So I guess she's saying that she also found out that she was pregnant by him and that they planned it. But he's saying that she's not pregnant.
I've never listened to it. What's his name?
XXXTentacion.
Okay, whatever you said just now. But I've never listened to any of his music ever. But everybody always says how good it is.
You heard it before. That's the song that was distorted. Remember, it was very, very distorted when it came out.
I remember, but I don't remember. But he's got a whole album out now that's been like number two in the country for the past couple weeks. But I haven't listened to it.
All right, well, this whole deposition, like I told you, is 142 pages. But that's just some of what she is accusing him of. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 11th goes to Adrian the Problem Broner. In life, we have to be very careful of what we call ourselves because words mean things. And it is a certain power in words, certain agreements you can come to with yourself in the universe based off what we call ourselves. You should speak positivity to bring positivity in your life. You should speak success to bring success in your life. Tell yourself that you are great in order to be great. Adrian Broner calls himself the problem, and that's exactly what he has turned out to be. Not in the place it matters, which is the boxing ring. No, he hasn't been a problem for an opponent in a very long time, and his days as a headline fighter are over. He's officially a B-side fighter after losing his latest fight to Mikey Garcia by unanimous decision, but forget boxing for a second. Adrian Broner has a problem, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if it's drugs, I don't know if it's alcohol, I don't know if it's mental illness, but it's clear to everyone that Adrian Broner has a problem, and he proved that once again this past Friday in Vegas, when he got caught on camera
shoving a woman, and then knocking another dude out cold. I saw the video on TMZ Sports. It starts off with Broner taking pics with fans, and then a few minutes later, he bugs out for what appears to be no reason. Then a woman tries to calm him down. He pushes her backwards, and then he put hands on some guy, knocking him out cold. Now, this is going to lead to possibly an arrest, definitely a civil suit. If you're watching us on Revolt TV, you can see the video right now. It's going to lead to something, but it's just more evidence that Adrian Broner is off. Okay, he's emotionally unstable and seems to make poor choices. And the reason you can't really have sympathy for him is because he knows what he's doing. This is Adrian Broner on The Breakfast Club, May of 2016. And you had nobody to blame but yourself.
That's why I was just like, you know, I think God did that to show me that he can take it away.
Right.
But I really feel like he got something big planned for me. And, you know, it's just time to focus on boxing and get everything on board.
Can AB control himself?
Yes, of course.
Because, I mean, it's one thing when you just get into some trouble, when you got DUIs, probation violation, charged with assault and kidnapping and all kind of stuff. It's like, what are you doing, AB?
Man, listen, man. Like I said before, right now for me, it's just time to grow, mature, and make better decisions and try to better myself for the people around me.
Does it come to a point where you have to leave the street life alone?
I've been did that. It's just I always find myself
back in it.
Going back in.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you can go away from the streets. You can't take the street out of a member. But like I said, man, it's some things I got to change.
Did he change? Did he evolve from that? From May of 2016? No, because when he came to the Breakfast Club in May of 2017, I had to have the same conversation with him. That was just earlier this year. We having the same conversations. Are you going to stay out of trouble once and for all, AB?
Man, it's not like I wake up like I'm going to get in trouble today.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, I find myself in trouble sometimes. You know, I try to make better decisions. But, you know, I'm just happy a lot of things is over for me. And, you know, I'm moving forward and I'm doing better.
That's what you call moving forward, Adrian Broner? Huh? That's what you call moving forward? See, at this point, anytime Adrian Broner talks like this, it means nothing. Okay, he has to start showing improvement by actions and deeds, not words and lip service. And I'm not even talking about boxing. I don't give a damn about Adrian's boxing career, and neither should he. Adrian should focus on himself because he lacks one of the key things it takes to be successful in life, and that's discipline. If he's not disciplined outside of the ring, then he won't be disciplined inside of it. Adrian Broner needs to get himself right as a man. A disciplined mind leads to happiness, and an undisciplined mind leads to suffering. Don't let that money and fake fun Adrian Broner is having on social media fool you, okay? That undisciplined mind of his is causing him and his boxing career to suffer tremendously. AB has no self-discipline whatsoever, and that's the main reason he will never be great, because if you want to be great, the number one victory you must have is the victory over yourself. Please give Adrian the problem, Broner, the biggest hee-haw, please.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, he's a nice guy.
He is
when you
cool
just
dude.
Around him, kicking it with him, having a conversation, he's a nice guy.
I seen him in Vegas about a week ago, too. Seen him in the club.
Right. I don't know what it is other than he's just very undisciplined.
Is he cool with Floyd now?
Yeah, he's cool with Floyd. Yeah, him and Floyd were cool. I think it might be that liquor. And get that liquor in your system. A lot of people might have some things
that we don't know about.
No excuse. Undisciplined mind. Huh? Undisciplined mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, when we come back, it's time for Shoot Your Shot. All right?
Shoot your shot.
Now, if there's somebody you want to holler at, maybe somebody that you're feeling and you want to call up right now and have the Breakfast Club help you shoot your shot, we'll do it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Shonda, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm better now that I'm out and about.
You out and about? Why? Where were you? What you mean out and about?
So, where was I?
Yes.
I was in prison.
Oh,
congratulations.
Well, what were you in jail for?
Well, you know, there was a little situation that happened with me and my baby daddy.
What happened with your baby daddy?
Yeah,
I got a homegirl who killed her baby daddy.
Okay.
He had a couple of appetizers. He had a couple of side dishes. And I found out about it. And
what you do?
I realized he was cheating on me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And? I mean, he was cheating on me, mad cheating on me. And we have a beautiful son.
Okay.
And he had these girls up in the house while I was out. Like, I was working at Kentucky Fried Chicken at the time.
Congratulations.
Hey. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I was working hard.
And what happened?
I was working hard. And he came home, and I had found some lady's bra in the bathroom on the back door hook.
Wow.
That wasn't mine. And he tried to convince me that it was mine. So I was like, no, babe, that is not my bra. And the next thing you know is he's like, no, I'm going to take our son to baseball practice. I took the baseball, and I beat the whoop-a-d- out of him.
I don't understand why you mad at him for cheating when you ain't never used to bring that man home. No chicken strips, no free biscuits.
Now, but Shonda, here's the thing. When you do something like that, then you ended up going to jail. Did he call the police on you?
Of course he did. Okay. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. And it was to the point where I had to spend 5 years in prison. But let me tell you something.
5 years.
Let me tell you something.
Tell us.
It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, God.
I got my GED.
Congrats.
Okay. I ended up doing this thing called meditation and yoga.
Have you heard about meditation and yoga?
Yeah, we've heard of it.
Kind of big out here in these streets.
Okay, so it really started to stabilize me. It got me into a place where I really started to think about things and about our family and about the man that I love.
How do you fry chicken in prison?
Oh, stop it. How bad did you beat him up, though?
I beat him bad. I made him, you know what? He had a nose at one point that was just kind of like, you know, there. After I did a couple of things to him, it looked like he had two noses. Let's just say that.
Okay. Goodness gracious. Right. But what about your
Shonda,
son?
What do you want, Shonda?
You haven't seen your son
Why
in
Why are we talking
years?
To this violent woman?
I'm not violent anymore. I'm telling you, I want to get back with Eric.
Because who's that Eric? The guy you beat up?
Eric is my baby.
That's the guy you beat up
in
jail.
Let me ask you this, Shonda.
Man.
Have you spoken to him while you were in jail?
No. See, Eric doesn't want to talk to me. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know. Yeah.
So you want to get back with your cheating ex that you beat up and that you went to jail for?
Yes, but
I thought you said
you
learned something in jail.
Exactly. Exactly. I learned a lot. And I learned that I'm a better person now that I have done that time. I'm educated.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, let's do this.
I've done meditation. I'm yoga. I'm fit.
Okay. All right.
You see me. I'm fit.
Now, what if he's not going to stop cheating on you anyway?
Well, he's going to stop. He's not going to want to get hit with the bat anymore. But
that man is not getting back with you. And I'm going to tell you something, man. The same rules apply to men as they apply to women. Sometimes when a woman calls the police on you, it's over. When you call the man on me and you have the man, you know, come lock me up, I'm not getting back with you.
But so, he beat her up so bad he couldn't put his hands on her, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
so what else is he supposed to do?
Well, let's give her
so
a
the
chance.
Same rules
she
should apply.
Changed. She has changed. Let's see if...
I've changed a lot.
If Eric understands that you change, and let's see if he's willing to give it a shot.
Hmm. All right, let's do this.
All right, well, let's shoot your shot when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Shonda's on the line. She's going to shoot her shot with Eric. All right, Shonda, it's all up to you.
You know who this is. This is Shonda.
How you get my number?
How did I get my... Come on. You're my baby daddy.
How you get my number? Why are you calling?
Because I'm out of prison, and I wanted to have a conversation with you. I mean, this is the time... I want to apologize to you. All right?
Go ahead with all that.
I mean, I beat you up.
Yo, chill. Yo, what is your problem? What you just feel like messing with me today? You ain't got nothing better to do?
You know what? I need to own this out for a moment, okay?
No, you need to hang up. That's what you need to do. You need to hang up.
In my life for the rest of my life. You are my baby daddy, and I love you. I have
Yo, chill. Yo, no, no. Chill with all that. Chill.
I'm chill. Like, you should know the difference between Shonda 5 years past ago. And 5 years now, I am
I don't
here.
Know who you I don't know who you was back then, and I damn sure don't know who you is now.
Hey, Eric, it's the Breakfast Club.
Damn.
What?
I'm Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God.
Hey, Eric, what's happening, my brother?
You straight crazy. Like, no, really, on the radio?
She says she's changed. She says she wanted to chop it up with you. She says she's sorry for what she's done. She knows you got a kid together. She wants to make things right.
Eric, I don't blame you, my brother. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I
really enjoyed you blocking those shots this morning.
Now, Eric, would you consider getting back together with Shonda now that she's changed and has been meditating?
At least the conversation.
And she's been doing yoga.
Yo, this I don't even know what to call her. She beat me with a bat.
Did you deserve it, though? You were cheating on her now.
Exactly. Look, somebody coming out of the left hitting you with a bat, I don't think you deserve that. I mean,
you was cheating on her. You was having unprotected sex with other women.
Yeah.
In your house.
In our house with our. I mean, let me tell you something. We have a.
No, tell them the whole story. You'll tell them the whole story. Uh-oh. Tell them the whole story.
What's the whole story?
You want to go? Wait, the whole story. You want to go ahead and put that out? Flip that out? Because I'm. Let me breathe here. Okay.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I'm holding my breath. I'm holding my breath.
How are you holding your breath, Antonio?
Yo, she's crazy, baby.
How stupid are you?
Eric, what's the whole story, Eric?
All right, so yeah, whole
story.
She kind of caught me, whatever, but.
Kind of.
Just ask her how she was treating me, though. Ask her how she was treating me. All the stuff I was doing, and she just ignored it. I said, we need to chill. We need a break. I mean, I kind of was.
No. You are embarrassed because I put that jiu-jitsu magic on you. I freaking headbutted you. I slammed you up against the wall.
How big is this girl that you fush?
Oh my
Eric,
God.
How big is Shonda?
Yo, she's big enough to get what she said done. She...
It's dating Quantasia.
You
know her name? What's your dating?
You know what?
What's her name?
You just get that superhuman strength when you catch a man cheating.
Either she big or she got that superhuman slow strength.
I mean, you never know what crazy people get
That's
mad.
That's what I'm saying. She sound a little
but
slow.
But Eric, she got crazy because she caught you cheating.
With my son in the house, dog.
Dog.
All right.
My son in the house. Because at that moment, he was my son. And I know that brawl wasn't mine. And I know you had women.
Yo, you don't know nothing. You're crazy. Why are you calling me?
Okay. All
you kind of don't know nothing, though, because you said you was holding your breath and talking at the same time.
Yeah,
so kind of don't know
Shonda,
nothing.
Well, Shonda, this is not working out. Eric does not want to get back with you. It's time that you just have to move on, mama.
Too good.
Move on, boo. You free now. Go make something of the rest of your life, okay? That's
you know
your
what?
Baby daddy, and that's
Eric,
all it's going to be.
You are going to be so sad and sorry when you see me because this.
No,
right
actually,
now,
I'm going to be happy.
Wow.
Don't threaten them because right that could be a threat. So
Shonda, go meditate, okay?
I'm going to go ahead and zen myself out because I'm a new woman, all right?
There you
and
go.
And I look good, I feel good, and I'm not going to let you just go ahead and just, like, steal my shine.
There you go.
Whatever, slugger.
Well, you know what? Angela Yee, I'm sure, is going to be hosting some parties soon. Just hang out with Angela Yee, and I'm sure she can hook you up with another man.
That's what I'm talking about.
You could at least do security
magic.
For me.
You know, at least
that's
do security.
Yes, I'm all about the females.
All right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure you are after 5 years in prison.
I'm scared.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Shoot your shot. My goodness. Didn't work out as expected, but...
Yes, it did.
All right, we got rumors on the way?
That's right. We are going to be talking about Janet Jackson. Find out what made her start breaking down crying while she was performing.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Yes, Janet Jackson was singing a song that she has called What About, and she broke down crying uncontrollably. By the way, she looks great on her tour. I don't know if you guys have seen the video footage of Janet, but she looks really good.
Yeah, she took off the fat suit. You know, she was pretending to be pregnant.
She had a baby.
So she had the fat suit on, so now she took it off. She's back on the road.
Well, anyway, let's not put that out there, but here's what here's what made her break down crying.
I looked up straight in the eyes, then I said...
So the song is, what about the times you yelled at me? What about the times I cried? You wouldn't even hold me. What about those things? What about the times you hit my face? And then she said, this is me. And she started crying.
It's amazing to me how all of them have that Michael Jackson sound, though. Like, all the Jacksons have the same type of vocals.
They come from the same mother and father.
That don't mean they got the same kind of vocals. Solange and Beyonce don't sound the same.
All right, now the iPhone X. I guess the iPhone 10 is coming. They're calling it the iPhone X, according to reports. And they're going to give that announcement tomorrow. I don't know if I don't know if the X is supposed to be a 10, because it's not the 10th one, but it's iPhone X. And they're saying that it's going to start at $1,000.
What does it do?
That is the entry one. All right, so I guess we'll find out more, but it has facial recognition software and all glass front.
They got to do better than that. Samsung already has that, and it ain't no $1,000.
Why is it a big that it's $1,000? Ain't all those iPhones $1,000?
No, they started at $750 right now.
The regular iPhone?
Yeah.
What's the difference between $750 and $1,000? It's the same
$250.
That's way too much money for a phone.
Huge difference.
$750 is a huge difference for a phone. Well,
if you take the payment plan,
there's not going to be Touch ID anymore. It's going to be Face ID. So it uses that facial recognition software.
Samsung already got that.
There's no physical home button.
I don't even get me a new phone unless I'm eligible for a free upgrade.
I think I'm eligible for that.
Until they tell me I'm eligible for a free upgrade, I don't even think about getting a new phone. I think I still got a 5 something.
They're going to have like a double click button on the side for Apple Pay. So that side button, you can double click that and do Apple Pay, and you can activate Siri from the side button. Listen, I don't know. They're going to reveal everything more tomorrow, but that's what we know.
At this point in my life, I'm looking for my phone to do less. I'm going to be honest with you. I just need my phone. Texts and calls. I'm good. I don't even want social media and none of that on my phone.
I'm kind of with you, because Siri be talking for no reason all of a sudden. You know, Siri just start talking. I'm like, why are you talking, Siri?
I need my phone to do less at this point in my life.
And congratulations to Common. He won his first Emmy.
Shout to Common.
With Robert Glasper for his song Letters to the Free that was used in the Netflix documentary 13.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Common. And drop one of Clues Bombs.
And there were four. Ava DuVernay won 4 for that documentary as well.
She was nominated for 8. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Ava. By the way, Ava has been throwing Common a lot of assists, because Common wouldn't have that Oscar or those Emmys without Ava DuVernay. Okay.
All right, now Tyrese, he has an issue with The Rock. I don't know what's going on, but The Rock posted a picture, and Tyrese said, if you move forward with that Hobbs movie, you will have purposely ignored the heart-to-heart moment we had in my Sprinter. I don't want to hear from you until you remember what we talked about. I'm on your timeline because you're not responding to my text messages. Hashtag Fast Family is just that, a family. We don't fly solo.
I didn't like that. I want to talk to Tyrese about that. I didn't like that at all. You know why I thought that was whack? Because if they want to do a solo movie on The Rock, let them do a solo movie on The Rock. If they want to do a solo movie on Tyrese's character, Tyrese would do it. I know he would do it.
Right.
So it's like, don't do that. Like, don't knock a man just because they want to do a solo movie on him. What do you mean?
It's his career, too. If he chooses what he wants to do, he could do what he wants.
Fast Family is a family. Yeah, we a family. And guess what? If I'm your family, you should support the fact that they want to do a solo movie on me and let me go get this bread. Like, I hate that. That's whack. That was whack, Tyrese. I'm not going for it.
All right, now, Foxy Brown, we told you that she had a baby. Well, who is the baby's father? It is Spraga Benz. She did confirm, and she put up a post, and she just captioned it, Daddy. So congratulations to them. They've been together for quite some time.
They've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was DJing for Foxy, they were together.
Okay, well, now they have a baby. So
congratulations.
That's good. Now, Tamar Braxton versus D-Ray Davis. There was this whole story that the two of them had some type of beef during Hip Hop Squares, where he accused her of lip-syncing as a joke, and she saw that everybody was laughing, and then she got upset about it, and supposedly he said he was going to get his sisters to beat her up or some craziness. Well, here is what D-Ray Davis had to say.
Stop believing bullshit. Me and Tamar, I never beefing. Tamar is my sister. When you play board games as black people, we don't play fair. So we're playing tic-tac-toe. Tamar is a cheater with board games. Black people also, we make our babies fight. I never said my sisters would kick Tamar's sister's ass. I definitely didn't say that.
This is a random story.
That's very random.
To spread around. And Bobby Brown has sued. He doesn't want this Bobby Christina TV biopic to come out. It's supposed to be on TV One, which includes scenes of Bobby Brown being violent, I guess, towards Whitney Houston. And he is now suing. He thinks that they should not be allowed to do that. So we'll see what happens with that, because that's supposed to be coming out soon.
Everybody don't need a biopic.
He wants $1 million in damages from that company, but TV One is saying that they stand by the film and its representation of this period in Bobby Christina's life.
Bobby and Whitney are legends, but come on, why does Bobby Christina need a whole biopic?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor.
You're going to cast characters to play in a Bobby Christina biopic?
Over the weekend, I watched that Whitney Houston biopic that was on Showtime, by the way. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that. It was really good.
The documentary, you mean?
It was a documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, the difference
on Showtime.
Documentaries and biopics, I get, but Bobby Christina don't need a biopic.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for that rumor report. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something at DJ Envy. And shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.